Thank you for calling Amore Custom Eagle Moss. My name is Brandy. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Bruce Seeker. I got two accounts with you, but I want to, the first account is for the Willie Jeep, which is 36800640.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Okay, you just took out another payment from me, and on the 20th, you took out two payments of $134 for the Jeep Willie, and that was for stage four and stage five. I got stage four, and I called about stage five, and they were saying because you were changing warehouses, there was a mix-up, and it'd be sent out. And I got a notice today that the stage five of the Jeep is coming, but you took out another $134.04 from me. And I already paid for that. I paid for, you know, stage four and five.
Let me pull the ledger up here and see.
Because I was just checking with my bank account and that.
All right.
And you took it out on the 27th again. Because I just talked to the lady the other day, and she said, yeah, it was paid, but a lot of orders got screwed up because of the relocation of the warehouse. So I was supposed to get four and five, and I only got four.
All right. We took a payment on 419.
Yeah, and you took one out on the 20th too.
And then we just had one done today, the 27th.
Right, but I had two taken out on the 19th.
One was a pre-authorization. It wasn't the actual charge.
Well, the money is not in my account because I showed $234.04, and then again today $134.04. So I don't know what's going on, but I keep track of what I pay out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it, and we took just two payments. I mean, we send pre-authorization, so it might be that your bank hasn't released that pre-authorization, but we've only took two payments this month.
Yeah, and I paid two payments, and then you took another one out.
But we've only taken two this month.
So when were the two payments you said you're supposed to have taken out?
We took one. They released one to us on the 19th.
Yeah, okay.
And then one was just released on the 27th.
And what is that one for?
That is for... And the next 12 issues is what it looks like.
Right, I get 12 issues, but what stage is it?
It is.
Because I got it by stage. Like stage 4 is 27 to 38. Stage 5 is 39 to 50. see.
Well, I don't know the stages. I can tell you it's issues 39 okay. through 50.
Right. So that's what just was taken out. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. I'll wait to see if my bank refunds that 134. Because it's showing when you, even when they post it, like what you say, post it, they take the money out of my account and hold it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it shows three times. So hopefully I'll get that put back in my account. You know what I mean? So I'll go with that, you know, for now and all that. So when I first did this, they told me stages, and they said each stage had 12 issues, but that's okay. So on its way, I got confirmation. So on its way, it's 39 to 50 of the Jeep. Okay. Now, so that's okay. That takes care of that. Now on my other account is the Ecto One, which is 3660 58.
Hold on. I swap back. I gotta go back.
Why are they taking like? Just curious. They already took out, you know, on the Jeep they took out, you know, 27 to 38 for this month, and now they're taking out 39 to 50 on the same month. I thought it was monthly that they take out payments, not two payments a month. That's 24 issues. That's 24 issues a month. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's every 4 weeks. I don't know what.
Well, I mean, you took one out on the 19th, which was parts 27 to 38, which I got today. And then you just took out the same month for 39 to 50, which I got a notice today that it's being shipped on its way. So that's two, 24 parts.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be 12 a month. And you just did the same thing on the Ecto One. You took two. That's what I'm calling you about now to see which one. Because I just received the other day, which we'll go over to the Ecto One, part 39 to 50. And then you just took out another payment today for 60 something cents. And I guess that's for part 51 of 62. But you're taking out 24 parts per month when it should be only 12. Unless I say, okay, send me 2 months. You know what I mean?
Now, but it looks like what it done when you talk to an agent, you ask them to go ahead and send out a shipment. And that's why that done that.
Well, yeah, my monthly shipment. And I ask, like, if I want to do two shipments or something, can I do that? And they say, yeah, you can, just let us know. But I never let you know that I wanted two shipments. I mean, I accepted them. That's not the point. It was supposed to be 12 parts per month. But I had the option, if I wanted to get more, I could. That's what I was inquired about. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm getting the parts, you know, that's not the big issue. It's just, you know, it was two times.
All right. So we're going to look at the Ghostbuster.
Yeah, the Ghostbuster is 3660-5820. And just the other day, I got parts 39 to 50. And then you just took out the 27, 143.64 again. Is that for 51 to 62?
Okay, let's see.
Because apparently I paid for the other one because they wouldn't have shipped it, you know what I mean, the 39 to 50. Because I was told my payments come out near the end of the month, you know, my 12 issues.
Mm-hmm.
But they pull the money prior to that. And then finally pull it out, you know, when it's confirmed to be shipped, you know what I mean? But this month they pulled two shipments out. This is the first month they ever did this, you know what I mean?
All right, so... trying to get it to load so I can see. Well, all right, so you've got one pending at the warehouse. It is, looks like 15, 16, 17, some back issues maybe, and then 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62.
62.
Yeah.
12 issues. So that's what's coming now.
Now, that payment is because they never released that. That should have been your payment, your shipment back. Okay, so that's a pending one. All right, and the payment before it that you're seeing for this month is because they never actually released the payment from last month.
Yeah.
It went to the bank. It's pended.
Right, and then it cleared, and then you shipped me 39 to 50. And now you pulled again, and it's supposed to be for 51 to 62.
Yeah. Well, that's because that payment, that shipment was actually last month. They just finally released that money. So it's actually just been in pending, and it's considered last month's payment.
Right, which I made last. So this payment they just took out, the 143 something, is that for parts 51 to 62?
But for that's the parts I just said.
Okay. So they're sending me out 51 to 62.
Yes.
As soon as it clears the warehouse is what you're telling me then.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure. And when I got parts 39 to 50, I did have my free binder and my cap in it, but I didn't have a license plate. And on the list, it did show license plate.
Let's see.
And the only thing that's an IOU was the base. They were out of the base, backed order on the base. They sent me, you know how they send you a little flyer in the package, saying an IOU type thing on that, but there was no license plate. I got the binder, the cap, but not a license plate, and that was on the list. And then one of those story things, we're out of stock of the base, and when they come back in stock, they'll send me one, which no big deal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me get that put in.
So on the Ghostbuster, what's coming out of the warehouse like you said, it's 51 to 62. And then on the Jeep, it's part 39 to 50. Okay. Well, can you put a note that just 12 issues a month, please?
Okay.
So I was just inquiring, like, if I wanted to get, like, 24 parts, like, two sets, was I able to do that? And they said, yes, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's no big deal. You guys deal with thousands of people, you know, ordering. And I have no problem with them taking the money out now that I know what it's for, you know what I mean? I'm just, because I just said I just received, today the Jeep, and then yesterday the Ecto-1, and now I got another Jeep coming and another Ecto-1, so that's okay. But unless, like say that, you know, because I was told it's supposed to be done, my shipments are near the end of each month or something like that, I think they said.
Yeah, looks like.
Yeah, so, yeah, if they put note that, you know, 12 issues only, and then, like, I might go, okay, go ahead and send me two then, you know, like I'll physically on the phone tell them that, okay, can I get an extra one too with this one, you know what I mean? They could have gotten messed up, no big deal.
Yeah, so that, yeah, I mean, everything looks about right. 12 issues every 4 weeks.
Okay.
Making sure that's on there.
So I won't be getting an issue to the end of May now.
Correct. Looks like the 21st.
Now, is the 21st is when they're going to pull the money and then ship it at the end of the month? Is that how it works?
Now, that's when your shipment's due out, so...
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. That's fine. So right now I got another 12 issues of the Jeep coming and another 12 issues of the Ecto-1 coming. Okay, no problem.
All right. Anything else we need?
If they ever get any more license plates in, I don't know if they'll back order again or not.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll get you one sent out.
Yeah, it's no big deal. And then, okay, that explains it then. And now that it got it down that 12 issues only a month on each one, unless I specifically call and request, hey, can I get, you know, the next 12 on top of the 12 that's issuing? Mm-hmm. So I appreciate it then. So you answered my question, and I feel great about that then, okay?
All right, no problem.
Well, thank you, and you have a safe evening then, okay?
Thank you for calling. I'm watching you. Have a good night.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.